is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and after radar and communication outages along with runway repairs, the Transportation Department reduced flights in and out of Newark Liberty International. Today, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says runway construction is complete nearly 2 weeks early, and FAA training is underway to help fill air traffic controller shortages.
We have 16 in training. 14 of those are experienced controllers from other airspaces. They have to get trained up in this airspace. And so, depending on where they're at in the training, will depend on when they roll out of training and become certified controllers for this airspace.
The suspect in the Boulder flamethrower attack is due in court this afternoon. Federal authorities outlined charges in court documents that include a hate crime count for allegedly targeting a Jewish rally showing support for Hamas-held hostages. 8 people were injured. 2 are in critical condition. And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Yesterday was the start of Pride Month, and Wisconsin is once again taking part. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69. I'll be with you in a minute. They told trans folks and veterans willing to fight and die for our freedom and theirs that their patriotism is not wanted and never mattered.
The Pride flag has flown at the state capitol every June since 2019.
Meanwhile, Republicans have introduced a bill that would restrict which flags could fly above government buildings and schools. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis this week after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa over 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service and plan to announce more this week. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners later this year. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and an annual 3% increase to account for inflation for the next 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Board of Public Works today. If they pass committee, they would go to the full Common Council next week. Hot, hazy, and humid. Tonight, it'll stay muggy and hazy with temperatures right around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a slight chance of severe weather. Drier weather is on tap the rest of the week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a 3-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking 3 guys early. I think they all scored, or 2 of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us 2 good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7 under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool just looking at all the names on this trophy. And I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight, are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we're joined by dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser as we start the annual show of appreciation who make June Dairy Month possible.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday. Back to work, back to school, at least for some. June 2nd, 2025. That's right. We are into June Dairy Month. Mr. Zommers, how are you?
Also Pride Month.
Also Pride Month as
well. I'm doing well. Had a good weekend. Spent some time with my family back in Manitowoc. Fixed my sister's arcade cabinet,
which is
a slot machine. So yeah, we had that up in the garage and put in $2 and then opened the cabinet and took the $2 out and put them back in.
Well, fantastic. Good for you. If this is any indication of how today's show will go, right before we went on the air, I had one of my headphones on and one off, and I was doing something. Zommers comes in the studio, and he says something, and I thought, and I looked up, and I said, "Why? What happened?" And he said, "You didn't hear the news?" And I said, "I don't know." And he said, "Yeah, well, Ukraine did a big offensive against Russia," and I started laughing uncontrollably because. What did you actually say? Did you hear?
I said, "Go Ukraine."
That's right. Zommers said, "Go Ukraine." And what I thought he said was, "Go you, Hugh Grant."
Which, not the same thing.
And I thought, what did Hugh Grant do now? But no, it was go Ukraine.
He was the Russian truck driver. No, he was not.
No, he was not. Yeah, some big news over in Ukraine over the weekend. Might get to a little bit of that big offensive there. So, yes, go Ukraine. It was an interesting weekend for me, a busier weekend than I thought it might be, but that's fine. I had a good time throughout the entire week. On Saturday, went to brunch with my friend Chris Andrews from United Wisconsin, talked about fusion voting, have some exciting things coming up we'll talk about here in the days and weeks to come with that. And then on Saturday afternoon night, I went down to the beautiful city of Monroe, Wisconsin, in Greene County, and met up with my friends Kurt and Florcy and also Rob Wheat and Sean Holly, who was in town. And we went and saw Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Have you ever seen Boogie and the Yo-Yos, Zommer?
I think I have. I don't remember exactly. I've seen a lot of local bands like them, at least.
They're a great band based out of, I believe, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Appleton.
And they play all over, and they always play at Cheese Days. You've heard me talk about them, usually a Saturday feature at Cheese Days. Well, this year, the Monroe County or the Monroe Chamber of Commerce kicked off their downtown summer concert series with Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Because, of course, this year is not Cheese Days. It's so big it only happens every other year. And so they brought Boogie in. And I been wanting to do this. Here you go. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, there is my Boogie and the Yo-Yos t-shirt. Pretty cool t-shirt. So I did that. It was it was just a great concert. Made you feel good. Came back on Sunday. Had a brunch here in Madison. It was a big brunch weekend for me. Had brunch on Sunday with the Wheats and the Hollies. And then kind of worked on the show and chilled out on the rest of it. Still smoky across much of Wisconsin due to those Canadian wildfires. Still bringing down. Did not get as much rain, I think, as they were thinking. Although they're saying now tomorrow more rain and thunderstorms, some of which in some parts of the state could be severe. We'll keep you up to date on that as well. Going to be a big show here today. Coming up at 2:35, State Senator Kelda Royce from the 26th District of Wisconsin, member of the Joint Committee on Finance, will be here in studio. Will the Joint Finance move to doing some things on taxes? Is there any progress being made? We'll get an update from Senator Royce on that. And then just after the 3 o'clock hour, Tom Kirchner of Wisconsin Watch will be in and talking about a fact check on some of the GOP things, as well as news here in Wisconsin on vaccines. So we'll talk to Tom about that and other things over the weekend as well. In hour two, what's worse for you? And I've got a story. I was going to tell it at the top of the show, but I think I'll wait until hour number two because it is timely, timely indeed. Remember how I've said on this show before, I've been adamant that in Wisconsin, it's right turn, no stop. That you could just go on a...
Maybe, I mean,
maybe not.
It's not supposed to be.
Maybe not. Stay tuned. I've got a story about that in hour two. And also, I know Jane Matinera, a friend and colleague of Matinera on air, and Greg Bach touched on this morning. But from the news of the wild and wacky of politics, Iowa's U.S. Senator Joni Ernst not holding back, being very, very honest. So we'll get to her kind of crazy comments and much, much more, including the Trumpster tweeting out, and I'm not making this up, the Trumpster tweets out over the weekend that he believes that Joe Biden is dead, and what we currently see is like a Sith or an android.
And not only that he's dead, but that he was executed right in 2020.
Here's the actual tweet, or the... from his Truth Social.
Which, to be fair, he reposted. Right. He did not say this, but,
right,
you know.
He reposted. Thank you.
The implication is, yes, that he agrees with it.
He reposted this from someone else on his Truth Social network. The quote is, quote, "There is no hashtag Joe Biden executed in 2020. Hashtag Biden clones, doubles, and robotic engineered soulless, mindless entities are now what you see. Hashtag Democrats don't know the difference," unquote. There's more. And, you know, unfortunately, Trump got a lot of what he wanted on this, which are people, particularly left-leaning pundits, the like, saying, oh, my gosh, 25th Amendment, Donald Trump's incompetent, you know, the dementia, blah, blah, blah. And it ain't that, in my opinion. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's to get us to spend the next hour talking about that tweet out there, instead of talking about what's going on in Washington and the cuts to Medicaid and Medicare and the tax breaks for billionaires in this country, the 1%, and getting us off kilter. So fine, I mentioned it. We might talk a little bit more about it, but that ain't going to be the focus of the show.
But again, I agree. I think it is a distraction.
It's the news of the wild and the wacky. Tony Zimmerman watching on YouTube says, someone clearly watched Star Wars, right? The Clone Wars. You're absolutely right, Tony. I read an article, I think, on The Intellectualist. What is, he'd like you to talk about anything but his bill. Yes, you're right. I saw an article or a post by The Intellectualist over the weekend. Spooky. Talking about the continued rise of AI and where this is going, and the fact that this whole thing about clones and synth, it ain't 100% made up. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but within the next 50 years, it could be.
Yeah,
it could be something. So anyway, all that and more coming up on today's show. But right now it's 14 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again for this year's edition of Scotty's Summer Text to Win Contest. Here we go. And it's 2 bare feet on the dashboard. Start us off. It's time once again for this summer's edition of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. This is very big. For those who have been with us for a while, you know how it goes. Every time we do this, not just on our show, but on others, you'll have a chance that hour to win either a $100 Benjamin Franklin cold hard cash bill, or B, a pair, that's two, a deuce, of Brewer tickets in our beautiful club-level seats. And then at the end of the two-week contest, two lucky grand prize winners will be randomly drawn by a computer, and you'll either get a Baraboo Area Dells getaway or a beautiful Door County getaway, and each vacation comes with cards for gas. How about that, Summers? So, very, very excited. And we're going to give you a word this hour. You download the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your app store, Apple or Android. Type in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C Media. It'll pop up. Click on it. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Then you open that up. The first 11 stations are the ones we're on. Click on one of those. In the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. All right? And I'm going to give you a word here in a minute. And text us the following word in a second. But here's the caveat. Now, in contests past, there has been this internal pitting of my very good friend and colleague, the wonderful and talented Jane Matinere. Again, and who could get the most text to win? And we had won, quote unquote, the first couple of times. And then the last contest, Jane beat our posteriors and was named the internal text to win queen. Well, apparently now they've retired her text to win jersey because she's not a part of this one. They've given us a new, and Jane was never our nemesis, but they've given us a new nemesis in the face of nationally syndicated Tom Hartman, the most popular liberal talk progressive program in America. He is the number 9 talk show in America. And they've pitted our little show against his. And he's going to get the word every day by carrier pigeon because he's very green. He'll get the word by carrier pigeon. He'll unroll it. He'll give you a word during his show. We'll give you a word during our show. Here's the deal. If we beat Tom Hartman, I'm told they're taking us national. So right there, that's very, very big news. So here we go. The text to win word for this hour is brew. The text to win word is brew. B-R-E-W. Brew. The word is brew. B-R-E-W. The Witch's Brew. So help yourself, first and foremost. By the way, up for grabs this hour, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. So that's fantastic. Help yourself out. Win the tickets. And then secondarily, help us reclaim our Text to Win contest trophy and beat Tom Hartman.
And you know, unlike our show, if we beat Tom Hartman, this contest is statewide.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. This is a statewide contest. The lawyers insist that we must tell you that. So join our statewide contest all the next 2 weeks here. We're going to have a word for you during Kreitlow's show at 7 a.m., during the Hartman show at 11, our show at 2, and Maggie Dawn's show at 4. Every day for the next 2 weeks, be listening, and we'll give you a word, and you can win either those Brewer tickets, $100, or those lovely prizes to the Baraboo Dells area, and the Door County getaway. I've heard now, I cannot confirm this, I've heard that the Door County getaway includes a jar of cherry bounce. So
that would be very nice.
That would be big if true.
Yes, I was just going to say, as the kids say, big if true.
We don't know. But what is true is you can win a pair of Brewer tickets. Text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, right now for our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Back with some headlines after this. It's the Tom Allball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summer Fest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour, 2 o'clock on this Monday. We're into June. Can you believe it? Lots more graduations happening this time of year. People starting their whole new chapter after either high school or college. Allergies, by the way, are still killing me. I'm sorry about the voice. A little scratchy, a little rusty. I feel like it's getting better. But I know people all over the state are really struggling this year. Lots of tree pollen allergies right now. Right in the middle of our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, up for grabs this hour. This contest ends at 3 o'clock sharp. So text in while you can. Up for grabs, 2 pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Simply go to the Civic Media app and text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, B-R-E-W, on the Civic Media app. You too then will be entered in for those 2 free Milwaukee Brewer tickets in our beautiful club-level seats, right on the third base row. You can look right down into the Brewers' dugout. They are phenomenal. And then also, everybody who enters over the next 2 weeks will be eligible. We're giving away 2 great grand prizes. A Wisconsin vacation in either the Baraboo Dells area or Door County, and we're giving you gas money to get there. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, watcher on Facebook, says if the contest rules are too complicated, feel free just to award the prize to me. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. Jeff Perry is nothing if not humble and helpful. I appreciate that, Mr. Perry. We'll see. Speaking of the Brewers, boy, a great series for Milwaukee. They swept the Phillies, but got a little hairy yesterday. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Milwaukee Brewers removed outfielder Christian Yelich from the game in the third inning at Citizens Park Bank after he was struck in the hand by a pitch. X-rays, thank goodness, were negative, and the Brewers officially labeled the injury a right-hand contusion, and manager Pat Murphy said Yelich will be day-to-day. Quote, thank God, unquote, Murphy said. I think a lot of us were thinking that after that pitch yesterday. After Yelich absorbed the pitch from Phillies starter Ranger Suarez in the first inning, he stayed in the game to run the bases after a brief check from the Brewers training staff. Eric Haas pinch hit for him in the third inning, that is. Yelich was having trouble gripping the bat when he went back to the dugout in the first inning, which made him fear the injury was potentially worse. But again, x-rays showed there was no broken bones. Quote, that was good news, Yelich said. I felt like I was going 50-50 going in there. Just really was a swelling thing and had nothing but what was not being able to grip the bat. Not too much pain when I was taking swings at the bottom of the first, unquote. So there you go. Hopefully Yelly can do a little. Our old football coach from Richland Center, the late great Vitus Rip, was fond of saying, oh, geez, give a little hot, cold. 5 minutes hot, 5 minutes cold. Whirlpool it. Whirlpool the hand. But I'm sure they've got a great training staff there at the Brewers, and hopefully Yelly can be back in action soon. But how about that? The Brewers, they are hot right now.
What is it, 7 in a row?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that's not what I expected.
Well, I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy. So our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will be in throughout the day to give us some updates on the Brewers as well. 27 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Let's do this Joni Ernst thing. She held this town hall in Iowa, her home state, where she's a U.S. senator. And a town, I guess I'll give her credit for facing people and having a town hall more than guys like Ron Johnson and Derek Van Orten are doing here in Wisconsin. But one person yelled out after she wouldn't answer the question that you're gonna kill people. Here's what happened.
And yeah, it might be a little hard to hear because it's someone recording on their phone, but this is what happened.
We all are going to die.
Joni Ernst, after someone said, look, people are going to die. And she's like, well, everybody's going to die. I mean, that's cold. That is chilling. Icy, the ice princess, Joni Ernst. No, is she a tin man? Has she got no heart? So then she tried to make up for it over the weekend. Somebody in her staff said, look, you better offer an apology. I really thought this was AI at first. But no, Joni Ernst recorded this in a cemetery. No joke. In a cemetery, this was Senator Ernst's apology.
Hello, everyone. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize for a statement that I made yesterday at my town hall. See, I was in the process of answering a question that had been asked by an audience member when a woman who was extremely distraught screamed out from the back corner of the auditorium, people are going to die. And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well. But for those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I don't know what to say to that.
As one broadcaster likes to say, that deserves a wow. I mean, that's pretty sick. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but next we're going to talk about with State Senator Keldon Royce about some things that are actually happening to help people in Wisconsin. Back after this is the Todd Allball Show for a Monday. You're listening to the Civic Media
Radio Network.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Thing as simple as the name of a food can be a trade barrier for U.S. dairy. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Shauna Morris is the Executive Vice President for Trade Policy and Global Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council. She says there's quite a few unfair trade policies that the European Union forces on the United States. Geographical indications are an example.
Out of all the trade barriers we work on around the world, this one is the most crazy-making because it's just the most ridiculous. The European view that Parmesan somehow is not Parmesan simply because it's made in Wisconsin instead of a certain area of Italy is just patently ridiculous. But this is a firmly held view on the European side and one that they've been working hard to export, basically, through their own FTAs. So it's not just a U.S.-EU trade problem. It's one that we're dealing with in a variety of different markets around the world where the Europeans are basically trying to shut out competition.
Geographical indications, just another example of trade barriers against U.S. dairy from the European Union. That's Shauna Morris. She's the Executive Vice President for Trade Policy and Global Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
When hot weather strikes, cattle are stressed. Feed intake decreases and milk production drops. Summer heat may also impact the performance of your herd's reproductive program. Protect your bottom line this summer. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to the TMR and keep your livestock hydrated, milk production up, and breeding program in check. Add Bovine Gold Light to your operation today. Find BioVet online at bio-vet.com. Bio-vet.com.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
And the school year may be drawing to a close, but 22 middle and high schools around Wisconsin are going to be investing in agriculture education for the next term. Compere Financial awarding each school up to $4,000 to support agriculture education programs and equipment they're looking for. In Wisconsin, for example, Amory High School will invest in a livestock scale and a chicken coop. In Dodgeville, they'll invest in an aquaculture system. You can see all the projects that are currently being funded on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
Pat, I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever going to be is me. Be so mean.
There's a reason Zomers is the best in the business, because he dials up all the appropriate music. Well done, Mr. Zomers. A little Swifty for you there. Taylor Swift, Why You Gotta Be So Mean, right before the break. Welcome back, by the way, to the Todd All Balls Show. 35 past the hour, 2 o'clock on Civic Media. Before the break, we played the cut from U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa over the weekend. I'll give her credit. Like I say, at least she showed up for a live town hall in Iowa. But when someone yelled out, look, these cuts you guys are doing in D.C. for Medicaid, it's going to kill people. And she replied with, well, we're all going to die sometime. Pretty cold. And then she attempted an apology, which she shot on her phone in a cemetery, in which she half-baked an apology. And she said, well, I guess we'll have to tell people there's no tooth fairy either. And then tried to bring a religion into this. Joining me at the table, as she has here through the budget process, we are so thankful for it, the state senator from the 26th district here in Dane County, including parts of Madison, State Senator Kelda Royce. Senator, first of all, thanks for being here. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Todd.
Great to see you. I don't want to spend too much time on Washington, but boy, as a former member of the Republican Party, someone who's helped with Dem races, I don't know anybody from any party where that is an appropriate answer, let alone an attempted apology.
Yeah, that sounds less like an apology and more like an audition for the next cartoon villain.
Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah. I think the sort of callousness, I mean, who cares? I mean, if you don't care about your constituents, but these are people's family members and their loved ones that you're just talking about. And I think we cannot lose sight of the fact that Medicaid is what makes people's lives possible. And if you want to cut that, then you have to take responsibility. And I guess we should give her credit for saying, yeah, people are going to die. And that's too bad, so sad. And if, you know, she doesn't care about that, well, at least we know. But I don't think that's a very good way to live. And I certainly don't think it's a good way to govern.
And it's another unfortunate but good reminder that Wisconsin's senior U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has been saying he's opposed to this Trump reconciliation bill. But again, I would say for the wrong reasons, because he doesn't think it goes far enough in cutting Medicaid.
I mean, that to me, that is just insane. The idea that not enough people are going to lose their health insurance and their lives, not enough hungry kids in Wisconsin. He wants more. But this is a guy who is totally out of touch. He's been a millionaire ever since he married into his wife's family's money.
Exactly. His wife is the one that had the money.
Well, and if it was up to him, he'd be feeding us all microplastics, right? Because more profits for him. Why not? Yeah. And I just think that approach to the world is so, I don't know, it's just absolutely devoid of any kind of care or consideration for other people. I don't get that.
I think that, again, I don't want to spend too much time, but as a former Republican, I don't remember when I first got into the political game in the early 90s. working. I don't remember sitting in caucuses or in my former boss's office and hearing those types of mean-spirited discussions. It was more, oh, how much should we cut taxes? Or how much should we fund this? It wasn't like, I mean, somebody...
People weren't cheering people losing their health insurance and getting fired and, you know, their kids going hungry. Nobody, you know, you might say, well, that's unfortunate. We can't pay as much as we want for those programs. But people were not enthusiastically cheering other than, you know.
And by the time the party did change and former state senator Laura Vukmir, she was a former nurse and talked like that. And former Senate Majority Leader and President Mike Ellis at the time, God rest his soul, I can tell the story now. In private, he said, you know what she is? She's bat crap crazy because you know what? She's bat crap crazy. I mean, people that knew how to be a legislator would never directly hurt people.
Well, you know, when I think about why I care about politics, why I'm interested in public policy, it's because I love people. I want everyone to thrive. I want every kid that grows up in the state to have the same kind of opportunities that I did, you know, not growing up wealthy, but growing up on the edge of the middle class and having the opportunity to be the best version of myself. And my gosh, I mean, why wouldn't we want that for every single kid? It benefits us all. Someday I'm going to be old. I'm going to need doctors and nurses taking care of me. You know, I'm going to need librarians. I'm going to need people cleaning the streets so it's safe. You know, we need each other in society. And I think the idea that, you know, people are just disposable and we can all live in isolation from each other, I just think it's factually wrong. It's very stupid and short-sighted.
So let's get down to brass tacks, what this means in terms of, again, the potential cuts. That's a good reminder, a good opportunity for a bad reminder that what's happening in Washington has implications across the state of Wisconsin. I think one of the things that I didn't bring up, and that's on me last time we talked, was unfortunately, there are stigmas and stereotypes that get perpetuated by Republican narratives that somehow these are, quote unquote, lazy people collecting benefits. And explain, particularly for Wisconsin's veterans, what these cuts mean.
Well, one in two nursing home beds in the state is paid for with Medicare dollars. Not Medicaid, Medicare. So if we lose Medicaid, we are going to see massive closures of nursing homes, and those folks are going to have nowhere to go. Let's talk about kids. Lazy people? You know, one in every three kids, one in every three births are covered by Medicaid. And for adults on Medicaid, 68% are working. And when you think about the fact that we also cover one in two nursing home beds, think about the vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working. And it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy. And now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built. And they are trying to dismantle it. And with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
We're talking with State Senator Kelda Royce from the 26th District here in the city of Madison. She is also a member of the Joint Committee on Finance, which is in the middle, supposedly. That's not a knock on you, Senator, but rather on your colleagues on the other side of the aisle. They're supposed to be putting together a state budget, but give us an update. What's happened since the last time we talked to you?
This is where we need that kind of like thinking music or the Jeopardy. Dun, 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 dun. Because really not much. I mean, here we are in June, and we've just played tiddlywinks, essentially. We've had a couple of small agencies that we've done the executive sessions, but no major decisions. In fact, the Republicans have yet to even put out their tax plan that they saved Senate Bill 1, the very first bill that they were supposed to introduce the session, they saved it for. Mm-hmm. And here we are 6 months in and they haven't introduced it. And I think it's because they know it's going to be really unpopular. They don't want to show their work here. They're hoping to kind of cut a backroom deal and never have to talk about what they're advocating for. And I just think that's outrageous.
I think as I thank you.
There we go.
There you go. Zomers on the sound effects. I think as I we had Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on the show last week, and she's been traveling around, as you know, to all 72 counties in Wisconsin as we travel around for this show. I think what most Wisconsinites are like, well, just get the job done. And I asked her directly. I said, we hear all these reports. You know, the governor doesn't want to negotiate or meet the Republicans. I said, where's the truth here? And she said, look, from our point of view, from the administration, we're ready to meet. We're trying to. From a legislative side, Senator Royce, what are you seeing? Is there any Is there any sort of real progress in because at the end of the day, correct me if I'm wrong, the legislature, at least JFC, is going to have to come up, pass something, and then the governor is going to have to either veto the entire thing or can use his line item of veto again and do it that way. But it wouldn't be real great if the Republican legislature just passes something they know is going to be automatically wholly vetoed.
Right. I mean, that would be bad for Wisconsin because we're going to miss deadlines, and that means school districts and local governments will have no idea what they can spend. It also means we're in a little bit of a race against the clock with the horrible cuts that are being proposed federally. I mean, there's $2 billion that Wisconsin could access that will disappear if the Republicans in Washington get their way and we do not expand Badger Care. And I think we've got to expand Badger Care this year to save it because this is our last chance. And the cost to continue without getting that $2 billion incentive payment that's about to go away, otherwise it has to come out of all of our pockets. It has to come out of our existing taxes. And that is a huge cost.
And there again, Badger Care. I was a small business owner, owned a coffee shop. I know you're an entrepreneur, small business owner. This is not a reward for quote unquote doing nothing. This is rewarding people for being entrepreneurs in this state,
right,
and helping them out.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, Medicaid, Badger Care, it's the same program, essentially. Mm-hmm. It is, in many ways, it's a subsidy to small businesses and to other employers who don't pay their employees enough that they're able to buy health insurance on the Affordable Care Act marketplace and don't have employer-based plans, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, it's it is helping, again, bolster that workforce.
I've told this story before on the air. I don't think with you here, but when I have my coffee shop, I suffer from really bad allergies, like I am right now, and sometimes I get ear infections. I went for it to refill a prescription. I had to go in person. The cost for that office visit, without anything, was $435, and my doctor never laid a hand on me. Just, you know, 10 minutes. All right, there you go.
Right.
$430. The prescription cost me $10.
Right.
And so, again, for people that say, well, I'm kind of on the Republican side here. We got to make people earn their keep. This is not a giveaway. This is a hand up, as Absolutely. Former Republican Tommy Thompson used to say.
Right. I mean, it's a step, a building block of our economy, right? We take this away and our workforce collapses. It's mm-hmm. in that way. It is like childcare. It's like housing, right? It's something that you need for people to be able to work and be productive and, you know, be the best, most thriving version of themselves.
Yeah. About 3 minutes left here before the first break. What are your colleagues on the Joint Finance Committee? What is the Democratic Caucus right now? Again, just what is your priority here to that you want people across Wisconsin to know that it's a priority for you folks?
Well, I would say number one, the thing we heard over and over again is kids. People want their K-12 public schools funded. And that was true in Wausau and Hayward and West Allis and in every corner of the state. And that's been true for years. Our kids, the kids who've just graduated from college since they were in kindergarten, have not gotten an inflationary increase in school funding. And that is wrong. So a budget that does not meet the needs of our kids must be vetoed. A budget that does not invest anything in childcare with an industry that is on the verge of collapse must be vetoed. And of course, a budget that does not provide what's needed for the universities of Wisconsin to continue being the economic engine of the state must be vetoed.
And you know, I mean, we're outside the Capitol, so I'll mix in a little politics here in the last 90 seconds. I mean, I think there's a real possibility with now fairer maps that Republican majority in the state Senate next year, it ain't assured this time.
That's right. In fact, I think the Republicans are going to have a very difficult time holding on to the majority, especially given, you know, the corruption and the cruelty that we're seeing from Republicans in Washington and seeing that mirrored here at the state level. You know, this is a pragmatic state. It's a purple state. And I think the Republicans have gone so far to the right. They've gone complete MAGA in the Capitol. And that is not what Wisconsin voters want. Mm-hmm. Now they're seeing the impacts. They're seeing the chaos with the tariffs, you know, all the attacks and the vengeance. Mm-hmm. And that it's bad for our economy. And I think they're going to lose.
Yeah. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more with State Senator Kelda Royce. We'll talk about the fact that it is Pride Month and Democrats have a couple of pieces of legislation. We'll discuss that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show for a Monday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big enough so you can hear me. All your life.
Why you gotta be so mean?
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic.
The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
Welcome back to the Dollarball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. Our guest this half hour, the state senator of the 26th district here in the Madison area, Kelda Royce. Senator, glad to have you here. I know over the weekend, for those around the state might not have heard it, but one of our major hospitals here in Madison, Unity Point Meritor, Meritor, came to a resolution, at least temporarily or initially, with the nurses union there. They have been on strike. My Aunt Peggy was a longtime nurse in this city. Have a deep respect for them. And this is about patient safety as much as the rights of nurses.
Absolutely. And I'm delighted. I mean, these nurses work their butts off. Sorry. It's radio.
No, absolutely.
You know, and the idea that, you know, when you walk into a hospital, you take it for granted that there are guardrails in place so that you're going to be taken care of. And if you press that button, the nurse is going to be able to show up. If you crash after surgery, that a nurse is going to be there immediately, you know, helping revive you. And the reality is, like, nurses who were hailed as heroes during the pandemic were not getting their fair share. We've got a profit-driven healthcare system, and the providers, the ones who do the care, were not getting what they needed.
Yeah. So it appears, I think the details are being worked out, but it appears that there's a settlement been reached, and that's good all the way around.
Absolutely.
We want our nurses taken care of here in the state of Wisconsin.
As much as I loved being on the picket line with them and, you know, going to vigils and giving speeches, I would much rather have those nurses in the hospital where they want to be by your bedside.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about legislation coming out of the Democratic caucus. The LGBTQ caucus chair, according to WisPolitics today, Mark Spritzer, argued that Wisconsin should update its constitution to ensure that no residents' marriage are in doubt. He, along with Representative Snodgrass, Democrat of Appleton, presented a bill that she authored that would ban conversion therapy in the state, and also looking at protecting same-sex marriage as well.
Absolutely. I think we saw that after Dobbs' decision overturned 50 years of abortion rights, and the court, some members of the court clearly signaled that gay marriage was next. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin cannot afford to have this discriminatory amendment in our constitution that puts people's families in jeopardy, right? I mean, if the Supreme Court does overturn the right to gay marriage, Wisconsin families could see their marriages essentially challenged in court. And that would be devastating. You know, kids deserve the protection, the legal protections of having two parents if their parents are married or if they're same-sex parents. And we need our laws to reflect that and to be fair.
I think this is a really great point. And you're an attorney, a graduate of UW Law School here in Madison. And obviously, nobody knows the future. Let's say the worst happens and the Dobbs overturned that, the amendment that, or the decision that codified marriage equality in the Supreme Court.
Let's say
that
was,
thank you.
Sorry.
It's the sinus drugs, I mean, the allergy drugs that I'm on right now, everybody. Let's say the worst happens. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that individuals who are already legally married are grandfathered in, or we don't know that unless it happens?
We just don't know. I mean, that's the really scary, scary thing. When the Dobbs decision came down, it didn't settle the question or, quote, send it back to the states. It created an absolutely chaotic landscape where people were saying, oh my God, is this Civil War era law back in force? And millions of women overnight lost their rights and lost access to care because people were unsure. We now see maternal mortality skyrocketing around the country. And we will see that same kind of cascade of politicians who oppose gay rights doing everything in their power to try to destroy existing families and to argue, oh yeah, your family's not real, and take away protections that those families rely on. So hospitals could deny visitation rights like they used to. You could be denied from making medical decisions for your partner or for your child. You could be barred from going to school events, you know, your kid's end of the year graduation or school concert, right? I mean, there's all kinds of horrible things that being married is a bit of a protection against, right? Because it says you are in this family. And we don't want to go back to the bad old days where the kind of family you are or who you happen to be married to could be cause for discrimination.
My favorite quote about marriage equality comes from Willie Nelson when asked if he supported it, and he told Rolling Stone magazine, I'm all for it. He goes, they might as well be as miserable as the rest of us. So I always like that one.
Oh, poor Willie's wife.
I know, right? look, as a person who happens to be gay myself, one of the most dreadful things, in my opinion, is this conversion therapy stuff, or so-called.
Oh, I know. This is horrible.
And if you haven't heard about it, the short version is, it is where people believe that you can take a gay individual, usually a child or a teenager, and either, quote-unquote, pray it away or send them to counseling to somehow make them straight. And I always tell people, not always, I don't really do it anymore, but when it comes up and people would ask, I'm really not offended by the question, like, well, when did you decide to become gay? And I always say, well, at what point, what day can you name me when you said I'm straight? It's just either are or you aren't.
Yeah, I mean, I think the cruelty here, we have to understand that conversion therapy is not therapy. It is abuse.
Yes.
And it causes real harm, especially to kids. And that's why this ban is really important, because it basically says, if you get a license to practice from the state of Wisconsin that says you're a mental health professional, you're a counselor, you're a therapist, psychologist, that you may not engage in this totally discredited, anti-scientific, abusive practice. Now, if you're an adult and you want to find a priest to help you pray away the gay, that's your choice. But you can't hold yourself out as a mental health professional that's licensed by the state of Wisconsin and then abuse people in this way. And to me, that's, you know, that's something I'm very proud to be a part of. And, you know, we have the largest LGBTQ caucus in the state history, and I'm really proud to be a part of that. And proud for us to all be authoring this bill together.
Well, we're here in June is Pride Month, and I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate the caucus's efforts, because at the end of the day, I think most people are just like, hey, I just want to be treated like anybody else.
Absolutely.
And be part of the community.
Yeah. I mean, listen, no matter who you are or where you're from, you should have the same rights.
Yeah. Absolutely. State Senator Kelda Royce, we appreciate you. Hopefully by next week, your colleagues in Joint Finance will bring you in. So we'll find out.
Let's do it.
All right. She'll be back next week. We'll be back after the top of the news, weather and sports. It's the All Ball Show for Monday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Text BREW for your chance to win.
That's right. Text BREW.
BREW.
B-R-E-W.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The suspect in the Boulder flamethrower attack at a Jewish rally Sunday is appearing in court today. Federal prosecutors say charges include a hate crime for the targeted attack that injured eight people. ABC's Alex Stone is in Boulder.
We know from these court documents that they now allege, prosecutors allege, that he had pre-planned this for over a year, even waiting for his daughter to graduate before he came here about 2 hours from Colorado Springs to Boulder, buying gas on his way here, planning this out, Googling an event, a pro-Israeli event, finding this one here in Boulder, and saying he was waiting to kill his victims and he specifically wanted to kill them.
On Capitol Hill, Senate lawmakers beginning talks on that sweeping reconciliation package already passed by the House. Many GOP senators, though, along with Democrats, are opposed to the sweeping cuts, especially to Medicaid. Sean Diddy Combs' former personal assistant was back on the stand today in the former music mogul's sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News.